tired of struggling with tight spaces when detailing your car? Introducing the Flex PXE80, the ultimate precision tool for detailers. And with the FS140 extension tool, reach those unreachable areas with ease. Say goodbye to frustration and hello to flawless results. Upgrade your detailing game today and get 10% off Flex tools at Detailed Image. Visit detailedimage.com and use the code DSP15 for 15% off your order, not applicable with Flex tools.
Auto Fiber is your ultimate partner in automotive detailing. Elevate your detailing game with our premium microfiber towels and applicators, meticulously crafted for protection. Unleash the power of precision and achieve that showroom shine. Auto Fiber, where innovation meets immaculate finish. Upgrade your detailing experience today. Visit autofiber.com and use the code DSP for 10% off your order.
Welcome to the Detail Solutions Podcast. My name is Alex Russell, and I am your host. All right, doing another one of these. I don't know if you guys like them. I hope you do. I'm having fun with them. They're quick. They're easy. Plus, it's ChatGPT does it for me, so it's AI. We're having some fun with that. But if this ever goes to video, red delight still available. I got plenty if you guys are interested. They're $60 shipped in the continental United States. If you're outside, let me know. I'll just figure out the shipping and get it sent to you. Today's episode, gonna explore the importance of taking time for yourself and how it can actually benefit not only you, but also your customers. There's a lot of times that I, you know, see people that are just pushing themselves and pushing themselves and pushing themselves. And, you know, it ends up affecting not only their personal life, but also their customer interaction. In business world, we're constantly told to hustle, grind, and always be on the go. But that's not the right way to do it, you know? Taking time for yourself is not only acceptable, but it's also beneficial for your overall well-being and for your business. You know, the misconception of taking time for yourself is selfish and unproductive, but in reality, it's quite the opposite. When you prioritize self-care, whether it's through meditation, exercise, or simply taking a break, you're investing in your own mental and physical health. And when you're healthier and happier, you're also, or you're able to show up as your best self, not only in your personal life, but also in your interactions with your customers. And I think that's super important. I mean, we've talked about this before on the podcast, the work-life balance, you know, not working too much, being able to spend time with your family and everything. But I feel like this is a little bit different where, you know, taking that break, you know, whether it's a vacation, whether it's, you know, taking weekends off or maybe taking a day in the middle of the week, just to yourself and, you know, kind of get yourself back right. It's super important. Think about it this way. Have you ever interacted with someone who seemed stressed, overwhelmed, or burnt out? I mean, come on, dude. We've all been there. We've all seen those people. How did it make you feel as a customer? You know, chances are you didn't feel very valued or appreciated. Now imagine if that person had taken the time to recharge and prioritize their well-being, the difference in their demeanor and the quality of their service would likely have been noticeable. And you, as the customer, would have felt more valued and understood, right? I mean, we've all been there when you're, you know, in a restaurant or at a store or something like that, and you can just tell somebody's having a bad day, you know, and you just know that person's going to be a pain in the ass. So, you know, sometimes you don't want to deal with them, right? So, taking time for yourself isn't just about avoiding burnout. It's also about fostering creativity and innovation. When you give yourself the space to breathe and relax, You're allowing your mind to wander and explore new ideas. Some of the greatest breakthroughs and innovations have come from moments of rest and reflection. I mean, listen, I deal with that a ton, you know, here on the podcast, where I feel bad sometimes for taking breaks or taking some time, you know, not only because I know, you know, the listeners are, you know, they're looking for that podcast every week or whatever, but also because I've made commitments to our ad sponsors to make sure. But sometimes I need that little bit of a break to kind of rejuvenate or spark, you know, a new idea for doing the show. I mean, part of it was like these little 10 to 15 minute, you know, quickies. You know, part of it was completely switching up how I did everything on the last episode with Greg Masterson, where we didn't really talk much about detailing. It was just two guys talking about motorcycles and cars, and, you know, and I did it a completely different way. And I'm going to try to see how that goes going forward when I do the Q&A styles. So it's good sometimes to sit back, you know, especially in your shop. Maybe if you're, you know, a little caught in a rut, you know, and you're trying to figure out how do I push forward a little bit better? How do I do something a little bit different or whatever, you know, taking a little bit of a break, even if it's a 10 minute, 15 minute sit down and just, you know, kind of woosah, you know, yourself, and, you know, and then get back into it. Now I know what some of you might be thinking, but I don't have time to take a break. I have too much to do. You know, trust me, I get it. In today's fast-paced world, it can feel like there's always something demanding our attention. But here's the thing. By taking time for yourself, you're actually boosting your productivity and effectiveness in the long run. And that's very true. I mean, we definitely have set ourselves on schedules, and by booking clients, and, you know, we got to bang this car out, and we got to bang that car out, and we got to get to the next one, and we got to, you know, like the monster just, you know, keeps eating and eating and eating. But you're eventually going to burn out, and you need to have that time, you know, you need to make that time. And if you're a successful shop, you should be able to make that time. I mean, I'm not a hugely successful shop, and I finally made it to a point, you know, a few years back where I was just like, I'm not working weekends. You know, I mean, I take that back. I do have a couple of clients that I take care of, but I knock them out so early in the morning that then I have the rest of the day. And it's mainly because Saturday and Sunday is the only day they can do it. And they've been with me for, you know, since the beginning. So I don't want to just, you know, totally abandon them. They're great clients. But yeah, I mean, if you're successful enough, you should find that time to be able to step away and have it to yourself. You know, and spend that time with your family, with your kids, with your, you know, by yourself, or, you know, whatever. Studies have shown that regular breaks throughout the day can improve focus, concentration, and overall job performance. So rather than viewing self-care as a luxury or an indulgence, think of it as a strategic investment in your success and the success of your business. I totally believe in that. There's a lot of times throughout the day, and, you know, granted, I'm usually sitting on cars long enough that I'll take a break. I'll go sit down for 10 or 15 minutes and scroll through Facebook or scroll through Instagram or just, you know, whatever, just sit there and just listen to music or listen to whatever the podcast I'm listening to, and, you know, kind of take my mind and my focus off of the car that I'm working on and then go back to it. I kind of mentioned in one of the more recent podcasts, not too long ago, about, I think we were talking at the training up at Doxy's, is, you know, especially when you're by yourself, sometimes, you know, you start out with good technique, and you're polishing, and after you get a few panels in, you start getting a little sloppy, and that's where I like to go and take a 10, you know, go sit down, put the polisher down, go sit down in a chair, It's a little bit more comfortable and relax for a few minutes and then come back to it. And then I usually pick up my, back to correct technique and correct form. So in conclusion, knowing that it's okay to take time for yourself is not only important for your well-being, but also for the satisfaction and appreciation of your customers. And by prioritizing your self-care, you'll be better equipped to serve others with excellence and compassion. So that's a quick one, quick little easy one, right? Take some time for yourself, you know, even if it's just a couple of minutes, just go sit down, put the buffer down, put the headphones on or whatever, you know, just zone out for a few minutes, just relax, do some breathing, you know, find that time to get away from the shop, from all the noise of the shop, you know, take that time away, be with family, be by yourself, you know, it definitely, you'll come back refreshed, rejuvenated, more excited to get into it. I mean, that's kind of how it works with the podcast. A lot of times when I just get frustrated and I take a couple of days off and not put out an episode or something, and then I'm rejuvenated to do it and I'm excited to do it. It becomes fun again. And, you know, and it kind of keeps the spark going. So, you know, you definitely need to make sure you're taking time for yourself. So with that, please go like, share, follow, subscribe, hit that notification button anywhere that you're listening to the podcast. If you've missed an episode, go back and listen to it. You know, appreciate all the listens that we get. And until next time, you guys have a great day, night, weekend, whatever you're listening to this. My name is Alex Russell, and I'll talk to you soon.